Thank you that we praise him. Oh, and you are worthy to be praised, our Jesus. Thank you. It's that name we come in delight and thanksgiving. Lord, oftentimes even in sorrow, heartache, but it's that name, oh, above every name, that name that was given. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, we come now, the sons of God, all because of that name. We've called upon him, and ye shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that encouragement. Thank you again for the simplicity, the power, the beauty of salvation. It's all in you. It's all in your name. Thank you for what you've finished. Thank you today, our precious risen Savior, ascended, seated at the right hand of the Father. And oh my, in Jesus' name, yes, in the very presence we are of him. Lord, let this be a feast as always, because it's you. Not because of us, but because of you and your love to us and how you love us and the great love wherewith we're loved. And it's all because of your mercy. And we give you the praise now and forever in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's begin today in 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we'll begin reading from verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now that's pretty marvelous. Matter of fact, that's just beyond marvelous. And I love this expression of the Spirit through the heart of the Apostle Paul. Thanking God, think of this, that this should be a pattern. And he showed it in Paul first. Now we know there were others that believed in the Lord way before Paul. But we're so thankful for the Word of God and where we are in this precious time. Matter of fact, the church age time, and I can tell you, it's getting near the end of that time. And Paul was given a pattern for something that truly had never been expressed and seen in the depth of the glory that was revealed to the Apostle Paul. This pattern, praise God, is unending mercy. Unending mercy. That was drawn in the chief of sinner. Now, this word pattern, it does mean to be drawn. It means a sketch. It means an outline. And think of this. It's the sketch and the drawing and the outline of God. And I believe we can all say the only thing that God can sketch and draw is a masterpiece. How perfect, praise the Lord, is the song that our precious sisters sang unto the Lord. And what he wove in the Apostle Paul is the same pattern, the same masterpiece that he wants to do in you. Oh yes, praise God. It's the pattern, thank you Jesus, of all grace. All grace. That's what this pattern is. It's all grace and it's the pattern of all grace always. And it's the pattern of all grace always in all things. And it's all things always and all things for us to abound to every good work. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Do you realize that it has to be grace to abound in you always for you to abound in any good work of God? Well, wait a second. I want to make that decision. Let me tell you something. It's grace. It's grace. And if you really want that work to be working in you in full abundance, praise Him for His grace. Rejoice in Him today for His grace. Thank God so immensely that I am what I am by the grace of God. Now, He sketched this power, praise God. And I thank God, this power of mercy in the Apostle Paul. And I want you to think again of what mercy means. It means the exact extreme opposite of what he deserved. Mercy is the exact extreme opposite of what you deserve. And Paul is claiming here of this pattern of mercy that was drawn in me, shown in me first, the chief of sinners. What Paul deserved, being the chief of sinners, would have been the most wicked place in hell. What Paul deserved as the chief of sinners should have been the most burning place in the lake of fire. And instead, the Lord gave him mercy in the fullness of grace and truth to rule and reign together with Jesus Christ and to be glorified together with him. That's the pattern. That's the pattern. Our precious Jesus Christ, who came into the world to do what? To save sinners. Praise God. Do you realize that mercy never changes? It was the God who is great in mercy. With that love wherewith we are loved. Thank you, Lord. I thank God that He's coming after those hearts. I said it earlier. I'm thanking the Lord today. I can't change my flesh. I know I'm wonderfully and fearfully made for Him. I know every attribute of Jesse was made for one thing, to come boldly to the throne of grace, to find mercy and help in my time of need. And I'll tell you one thing, it's 24/7. Praise God. Yeah. Thank the Lord that you're weak and lowly. Thank the Lord, praise God, that you have a heart that says, thank you, you came to save me, a sinner. Hallelujah. Oh, I know there's some that think that maybe they started off a little better than someone else did. They were a little bit more naturally sweet than someone else. I feel sorry for you. You're dead in your trespass and sin just like every other life. And Christ Jesus came to the world to save you. Now, Christ so loved, He extended even more mercy to us in this church age. I want you to think about the Old Testament believers. You know, they were saved by faith in the blood just like us. They were saved just like us. Faith in the blood. But here was the difference. Jesus came and He even took away the remembrance of sin. See, back in that time, the high priest would go in once a year for the remembrance of those sins that would come each and every year. But he would go in there with that blood into the Holy of Holies and offer that. And it would be remembered each and every year. But praise be to God, I'm here today with you. And He took away the thought of my sin. He even took away, praise God, the very existence of my sin. Never to be remembered again. I'm justified by faith. Praise His name. My sin and your sin, never to be remembered again. As the word of God says, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I thank the Lord that my life is one thing. It's a new creation. That's all, praise God, that's in me. Isn't that something? I thank God that's not up to you. And I'll tell you what, I thank God it ain't up to me. It's what He did. It's the transformation that happened. I thank the Lord that seed came into my life and it's the seed that remains. It'll never be taken away. I rejoice that nothing will ever separate me from the love of God. And you know why? Because that love of God is in Christ. And you know where he put me the moment I asked him into my heart? He put me in Christ. And I'll tell you what, I'll never be taken away from in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. As Jesus said, Father, I'm in them and they're in me and I'm in you. Oh, what a oneness. Oh, how divine. Nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ. Oh, I praise him this morning. I thank God. Hallelujah. It's all because Jesus came to save sinners. And I thank God. Aren't you thankful that your salvation is new every day? Every day. I do not wake up in the same things of yesterday. Oh, that's so true. Well, you say, well, I do. Well, I feel sorry for you. The things I've wanted to escape, I'm telling you something, they're gone. The things I wished I hadn't, they never existed. You say, oh, that nut. Well, I read you a verse. Now we're going to read it together. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Read this. God put it in their hearts. Let them know. Therefore, if any man, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Brothers and sisters, this just isn't a non-sinning line. This is the new line that cannot sin. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh my, you talk about your liberty in Christ. My, oh my, Lord, I'll tell you what, let me be more thankful today. Let me praise you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, in all that is within me. I'm a new creation in my blessed Lord. And once again, all because Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Hallelujah. Do you like that pattern? I mean, do you really like that pattern? How much do you love mercy? I mean, do you praise him for his mercy always? Always. Knowing what he took me from, knowing where I should be. But yet, praise be to God, in him, not only did he save me, he raised me. Not only did he raise me, he seated me together with him in the heavens in Christ. It's so magnificent. Phenomenal, so beyond in the mercy of our Lord. Oh, he is so rich in mercy. Rich. That's where all the riches of his glory is. It's in his mercy. And I'll tell you what, as he said, oh, my vessels of mercy, you will have the riches of my glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I praise God for all of these. We were rejoicing earlier this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the time that we live in. We are spoiled. We are spoiled to know the Word of God, to have these things that were done in those of like faith. That God proved his faithfulness in them. God proved his faithfulness. They had faith in his faithfulness. Everything that they inherited, everything that they were given, it was by faith. There was nothing merited in their own strength. There was nothing done that they could do or please God with anything that they could bring from the very beginning. As God told Abel. As God told Cain. But only Abel received it. Bring me the lamb. Don't bring me the works of your hands. Don't bring me the labor and the sweat on your brow. Bring me the blood. Hallelujah. Bring it to me. Rejoice in the work of my son. Rejoice in the work of my mercy. Rejoice in the work of my grace. Hallelujah. You want to please me? Please me. Praise God by believing in my Son, who is full of grace and truth. Now, I thank God that he draws that lowly, weak, and despised man that I am. Yes, maybe not in the eyes of you, but I thank God. I know what he's dealing with here. Oh, I praise him. I praise him every day. Oh, I thank God for this groaning I have. Hallelujah. And it's not to put on the corruptible. It's to put on the incorruptible. Hallelujah. He's going to consume it all. He's promised me. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to be like him. It's done. It's done. But when I see him as he is, oh, brother, I do. I want to see him in the fullness and the stature and the measure. His sister said, I want to see him. Praise God is one thing, my bridegroom. Oh, my, I want to see him like that. I want that faith wrought in my heart to know that he has loved me to that extent that this mercy, praise God, is so rich, so full, so amazing that God would want me to be like him. In the measure, in the stature, in the fullness of his Son. But then, understanding and knowing these scriptures, praise God, and the beauty of who we are and what we are in Christ, how could it be anything but? How could it be anything but the fullness of the Lord in giving us his Son? We're here rejoicing. This wonderful God who was made man came as a baby. And I know we say, oh, it's just so amazing that, you know, he got through and got by Herod and all those killers. And stop it. Nothing's hard for God. I got news for you. God wasn't sweating it. Oh, we're going to get this done. I don't know. It wasn't like that at all. It was done. And it's the same with you. God doesn't sweat it. You've got a purpose. You've got a divine purpose. And it's all because of his Son. It's all because of his Son. And now his Son's life, because of faith, because of the blood on the cross. Hallelujah. That life of his Son is in you. And the same purpose and the same backing is right there. It's a full purpose. And it's a purpose for us to grow up into him in all things. Do you see that? See, nothing was going to stop Christ from growing up to, if you want to say in man's age, to 33. Nothing. He wasn't going to be 32. He wasn't going to be 34. He's going to be 33. Boom. This is when we're going to get it done. Bam. Praise God. It's perfect. We have the same perfection of that Son in us. That calling in us. Do you understand that? If the Father, if Jesus Christ himself said, Father, you have loved them as you love me. I'll tell you one thing about Jesus. He don't lie. He don't lie. And he says, you've loved them as you love me. I don't want to waste that love. I don't want to waste that love. Oh, I want to grow up in that love. I want to honor him in that love. I want to magnify him in that love. Oh, hallelujah. I want to love on him today. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Now, I know that by him and through him, that's how I see. And I pray, and by God's grace, we really grow into see more and more how deep is this love. Take the word of God. This is Jesus. This is the lover of souls. That even Judas, Jesus grieved when Judas finally turned into the darkness. He knew, but yet his heart could not help but witness to him and give the magnificence of his love. And there, as he turned away into that darkness, Jesus grieved. The centurion soldier that just had directly participated in the death on the cross, just had done the things that they did to him, the cursing, the mocking, the tearing of his flesh. Possibly even the ones that would nail his hands into that cross. This is the Jesus that did not hold back his love. That even in that very moment, he gave grace to that man to magnify him. He gave grace in that moment to that man to save him. And that man said, surely this is the Son of God. And he glorified God. I don't care what you're doing. By the grace of God, that mercy is right there for your life right now. Right now, just take it and say, surely this is the Son of God, and glorify him. Oh God, I just thank him that his mercy, it endures forever. It pours out and upon us moment by moment. And that same mercy, so immense and incredible. Brothers and sisters, truly to say it like this, it better be our glory. Really? Oh my. I think that's one of the growing beauties of this congregation. He must increase. And I must decrease. And oh, what he's showing us. And he is. Because he's increasing. Just like those wise men. The star only got brighter. As they got near. As they kept going. Months, years, whatever it took them to get there. Didn't matter what they had. It's what had them. And that star grew brighter and brighter. The glory of the sun became more real. And they saw it in more splendor. Oh, thank you. Psalm 147:11. Maybe it's going to be this morning, huh? The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Hallelujah. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. Know that that fear means awe. In them that hope in his mercy. Are you in awe of him? The one who is rich in mercy. Oh, Jesus. See, it gives him pleasure whose hope is in his mercy. I want you to really think about that. Are you hoping in your strength and your faithfulness this morning? That doesn't give him pleasure. Did you hear that? That does not give God pleasure, your strength. That does not give God pleasure, you thinking that you're so faithful. What gives God pleasure is that you're in awe of his mercy. Oh, I think I'm with a bunch of those nuts that just love his mercy. I tell you one thing with God, I want to be like him, and he's efficient. He's direct, he's exact, and he's rich. And I'll tell you one thing, he said, you know what? On my vessels of mercy, I'm going to pour out the riches of my glory. How do I look? Oh, how do I look? Oh, I thank him. You look good, John. Stay lowly. Let him increase. I look good. Never look better. Oh, my. You know what, brothers and sisters? If he's merciful enough to save us, now listen to this. Anybody who's still kind of on the fence here. If he's merciful enough to save us when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, he's merciful enough to have us ruling and reigning with him, even in this lowly, untamable flesh. Because all he requires is faith in the pattern I showed it first in you, chief of sinner. I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. Quit struggling with that. Get thankful. I'm a mercy man. I'm a grace man. Hallelujah. And you know what? That's God's man. That's God's man. He's for us. And it's evident. And I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to follow Paul as he followed Christ. And I want the Lord to author and finish in me. Oh my. I want him to draw that pattern all over me to win Christ. And it's all because Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Amen.